Sweden's National Security Advisor Niklas Kvarnström left behind a notebook at last week's NATO summit in Turkey, reports newspaper DN. The government officers have confirmed this to the newspaper, but the content of the notes and who had access to them remains unclear. Kvarnström judges that the notebook didn't contain any classified information, according to the government officers' press service. Kvarnström took over as National Security Advisor about a year ago. One of his predecessors, Henrik Landerholm, resigned after, among other things, leaving behind classified information at a conference facility, which resulted in a criminal investigation. Landerholm was later acquitted. The Moderate Party has previously proposed that members of criminal gangs and sex offenders shouldn't be able to become Swedish citizens. Now the party also wants citizenship to be off the table for people convicted of domestic violence offences. That's according to news agency TT, citing Sweden's moderate migration minister Johan Forssell. The party also wants to make it easier for foreign citizens to leave violent relationships if their residence permit is tied to their abuser. The party wants to see if they might be able to get a work permit instead, for example. Many Swedish pharmacies have needed to close over the summer or limit their opening times due to a shortage of pharmacists. That's according to the industry magazine Svensk Farmaci. A total of 435 of the country's 1,400 pharmacies have had to close temporarily or restrict their hours. Under law, at least one qualified pharmacist has to be on the premises the whole time a store's open. And this week's heatwave is settling in now across large parts of Sweden. Weather Bureau SMHI has a yellow warning in place for high temperatures from Wednesday to Friday. The heat can cause railway tracks to buckle and is expected to impact train services. And those were Wednesday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another update on Thursday afternoon.